Commentator Bailey White doesn't like to pry. She tries not to pass judgment on her friends and neighbors, on their likes and dislikes, whims and fancies. But there was one person she could not refrain from keeping a close eye on.
My old neighbor Luther just drove off down the road towards Arizona with a cowboy hat clamped on his head and two rocking chairs strapped down with bungee cords in the back of the truck, and Lyle Lovett on the tape player singing about the rodeo. Everybody in the neighborhood shook their heads sadly and said it was the heat that did it, but I blame it all on the dancing. Luther has always been susceptible to odd enthusiasms. They get a grip on him like little diseases, and before he has fully recovered from one, he will suddenly be seized by another. Once he filled up his yard with bright little wire cages and raised golden sea-bright bantams. But after a year or so, an interest in cooking snakes took over. And while he barbecued, roasted, and pan-fried rattlers, coach whips, and white oak snakes, the beautiful little sparkly birds escaped into the woods behind his house. Then, just when he had almost perfected a cottonmouth moccasin fricassee, an enthusiasm for grafting fruit trees swooped down on him from nowhere, and Luther wandered around in the woods with a roll of green tape and a sharp knife like Johnny Appleseed, grafting Seijo, Honan, and Fuyu persimmon scions onto every native persimmon tree he could find. I myself have had a lifelong interest in exhibition poultry breeds, experimental cooking, and exotic gardening. And for years, Luther and I happily collaborated and consulted, trading cockerels for pullets, discussing batters and sauces, and making day trips to plant nurseries all over North Florida and South Alabama in search of the perfect oriental persimmon. But I have a deep-seated dread of dancing. So when Luther put away his grafting knife and tape and began dressing up in clean clothes every Wednesday night and driving down to Tallahassee to dance at the American Legion Post, I shuddered and said no. After a year, he told us one day that we would be able to see him dancing that very night on the local evening news, and everybody in the neighborhood gathered around television sets at 6 o'clock to watch Luther dance. And dance he did. Somehow the old shuffling amble that we knew so well transformed itself on the dance floor into a kind of swooping grace, and I watched with a horrified fascination as he glided and twirled and swayed and sashayed around the room in his clean pressed clothes with a black-haired itinerant nurse from Phoenix, Arizona on his arm. Good God, we all said. And look at that, and look at Luther dance. No good can come of this, I said. And sure enough, before long, that black-haired itinerant nurse with the snapping eyes had planted a tea olive tree outside Luther's bedroom window and set two rocking chairs up on Luther's porch. All winter and spring, they danced by night and rocked on the porch by day, smelling the tea olive, while behind Luther's house the snakes crept back into the woods and swallowed up the last of the feral chickens. In the early summer, the black-haired nurse moved back to Phoenix. Luther gave up dancing, and we all sat back and waited to see what he would take up next. But he just rocked all day in the heat, eating dried apricots from Arizona, and rubbing all the print off a USA road map with the tip of his finger in a little trail from South Georgia through Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and New Mexico. And on the first day of August, he clamped that cowboy hat on his head and strapped those rocking chairs down in the back of his truck. Luther, we said, you're too old for this. Luther, we said, it's further than it looks. Luther, we said, that climate will suck you dry. Luther, I said, I'll miss you. But Luther had a gone look in his eyes, and Lyle Lovett on the tape player was singing about Cinderella and the cowboy. And we all watched as his little white truck coasted down the road and out onto the highway, headed west. "It's the heat," someone said. "The heat has addled him." But I know it was the dancing. And now, when I see all through the woods the spindly limbs of our little native persimmon trees bent over with the weight of their great golden harvest of oriental fruit, I'm reminded of Luther's swooping glides and graceful sweeps on the dance floor.
Bailey White lives in South Georgia and comes to us by way of member station WFSU in Tallahassee, Florida.
It's a waltz to a woman who's lying beside him. It's a waltz to a face on the wall when she's gone. It's a waltz to the rodeo, the damn thing it rides him. Well, it's a waltz to a waltz, just a waltz to a waltz.